Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Ken Bertha about his view of achieving success in the corporate workplace. Ken is the Recruiting, Training, and Development Manager for General Mills, responsible for the Minneapolis and Kroger Business Centers. Ken is a native of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and graduated from Robert Morris University with a degree in marketing. He joined General Mills immediately after graduation and has been with the company for 32 years. Welcome, Ken.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
What I'd like to start with first is, what do you generally find is the expectations of graduates coming into entry-level positions?
Well, I'm sure it's all different. It comes down to each individual person. But I think in general, what I see are three things. They expect us to deliver on the message that we had for them on campus. Those are the things they're looking for because of what they were told during the recruiting process. They do expect to be challenged. They want to put into motion all those wonderful things that they learned in college. And I would also say they're looking for a fun environment, a fun atmosphere, a situation where there's quite a bit of structure, I would say.
Okay.
And some socialization. So they hope that work environment mirrors what they had in college.
And what's the reality that they find when they come into a workplace?
Well, I think one of the biggest shockers is it's very different than their school life. They are required to go to work and do work and be there early in the morning and sometimes work long days and sometimes work weekends. A lot of times it's not what they expected it to be. They need to deal with lots of deadlines. They need to juggle multiple projects at the same time. They need to deal with the politics, if you will. So I think for the most part, it probably appears to them to be more of a challenge than maybe they thought it was going to be.
Okay. So could you add on to that? What are some of the difficulties that new hires face their first year on the job?
Well, I think there's a lot put on their plate. There's a lot that's expected of them. And the reason for that, at least at General Mills, is we're trying to hire the very best people that we can. And we expect them to really begin contributing at an early point in their career. So there are time pressures. There are deadlines that they need to meet. There's a huge learning curve. They need to learn about our industry. They need to learn about our customer base. They need to learn about the ways that we do business. So I think because they're in that learning process for several months, everything they're doing while they're learning, they're much slower at it.
Right.
So it really equates to longer days, longer weeks, sometimes weekends, and maybe some confusion. And we do the best we can to help them through that. But it is a very steep learning curve for them, and it is quite an adjustment.
What skills would help an incoming employee to maximize their chance of success and then also to maybe meet those challenges that they're going to face within their first year?
Well, there are a few, in my mind anyway, that do stand out. First off, I think about time management and organizational skills. Rarely will they have the opportunity to work on any one project exclusively for a period of time. Normally, it's going to be multiple projects. And they're going to need to determine which is the most important and which one needs to get done first, and then the other ones need to take a back seat. Secondly, communication skills, communication both verbally and written, to be sure that they can be as efficient as possible, make their point. Thirdly, I would say just the flexibility aspect to be able to adjust to all the various changes and last-minute requests. Computer literacy is very important, because we do a lot in our early assignments as far as analysis is concerned. So we're doing new product presentations. We're doing event evaluations. So PowerPoint, Excel applications.
Okay.
Pretty important that they understand how to work within those applications.
Ken, what is the importance of understanding an organization's culture for a new hire when they come in?
Well, it's very important that they understand a company's culture because it's very important for them to fit in. They need to understand what's expected and what's acceptable and really what isn't. Also, what is valued and what things should they be focusing on and which things are the important things so that they can be sure to be doing the right things that are important to the company.
So how do you view mentoring as a way of gaining that understanding of an organization's culture?
I would say that mentoring is a huge help. And I would say because of that at General Mills, what we do is we assign a mentor to all of our new hires. We feel that that provides them this neutral party that they can go and bounce lots of questions and thoughts and ideas off of in a very non-threatening environment. Also, this mentor can kind of hold their hand and show them the ropes, so to speak. And it's a formal arrangement. We ask them to maintain it for 60 to 90 days. But then certainly beyond that, if it's not working for whatever reason, we strongly encourage the mentee to go out and seek a new mentor, either within our sales department or from one of the other departments that we work very closely with.
And in what fashion or what kind of assistance do you give them or suggestions to give them in finding that next mentor?
Well, I don't know that we provide much assistance other than the framework that we provided them initially as a mentee when they came on board. But we do encourage them to be sure that they're networking, particularly with people at a higher level, because they're the people that we actually want to be the mentors of these new hires. Normally, they will seek an individual that they feel comfortable with, possibly a person from their alma mater, from their hometown, something that they have in common with. Maybe they live in the same community or what have you. And I think because of that commonality, a lot of times they just feel comfortable aligning themselves with this other person. But I think this other person can be a tremendous help to them in getting them through those difficult times early on.
Ken, what do you see as the role of integrity and accountability for a new hire?
Well, integrity is very important within our company. It's really one of our core values. When new hires come on board, they're made aware of what's expected of them in the area of integrity. We've got a small portion of our initial training module that's devoted to the integrity piece, including a video. So they understand that if there's anything that doesn't seem right or feel right to them, that they have an open door policy to either go to a manager above their manager, to someone in our HR department, or for that matter, we even have an ethics hotline that they can contact for some advice. So again, I think at least with our company, it's huge.
And what about the aspect of accountability?
Well, our new hires are accountable for what they do, and we certainly don't encourage them to take risk. We encourage them to seek some counsel from their immediate manager or someone on their team, because what they say or what they do, they will be accountable for. We hold them accountable.
Okay, great. Thank you. Ken, any last words of advice that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, BASE is the people that I work with, the people that I recruit that are obviously brand new to the company. I guess there's three bits of advice that I would certainly like to share with them. First off, I would encourage them as they embark on a new career or join a company that they certainly ask lots and lots of questions. Secondly, I would suggest that they always try to add value regardless of what they're doing. Always try to bring something to the party. And then finally, certainly always approach things in a proactive as opposed to a reactive manner. If they can try to preempt a request and maybe have it done in advance because they know it's coming, it probably can save them a lot of time and also help them look good as far as their manager is concerned.
Great. Ken, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon for our career chat, and we look forward to talking with you again at some point.
Well, thank you. It was good being here.